This is After Hours, a unique hour-long program of eclectic music ranging in genres from smooth jazz to classical, from new age to show tunes, and from pop to bluegrass. I'm your host, Kevin Fenner. Many people consider the era of classic rock to be the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and that may well be. But I think there was a lot of good music produced in the 80s. So tonight again, I'm highlighting some of the number one songs on the Billboard Hot 100 in the 1980s. At the beginning of the decade, Pink Floyd was just at the peak of their popularity. After they released their album, The Wall, the lead single, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, rose to number one on March 22, 1980, and stayed there for a month.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm.
In August of 1980, Sailing by Christopher Cross rose to number one. In 1981, the song and the album won all four General Field Grammy Awards in the same ceremony: Song of the Year, Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and Best New Artist. Quite an accomplishment.
Down to paradise, at least it's not for me. And if we it's not far to Never Never Land. A reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the candles can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
In August of 1986, Steve Winwood's song Higher Love reached number one on the Hot 100. That was his first chart-topping song. Chaka Khan performed the female vocals. You're listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRU LP Huntley Community Radio. On February 5th, 1983, the song Africa reached number one. Toto performs it.
She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
The group Foreigner attained the number one spot on the Hot 100 with their most successful single, I Want to Know What Love Is. It reached the top spot on February 2nd, 1985.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm old.
At the end of 1987, George Michael's hit Faith hit number one and stayed there for a month. It also was Song of the Year.
'cause I gotta have faith.